Today is Saturday, the 30th of July, 2022. We are all gathered here for the 42nd session on mindfulness for beginners. And representing Nisaranavanaya Forest Monastery, we have Venerable Dhammagutta Thero joining us. And I would like to welcome with much respect Bhante to this session today. Unfortunately, Venerable Bhante Homagama Dhamma Kusala Thero is occupied with a retreat going on today in the Nisaranavanaya Forest Monastery, so he is unable to join the session. Apologies for that. So, as the first step, I would like to also welcome all those who are joining through Zoom and all those who are watching this program live on Nisaranavanaya Satipasala Foundation's website in a live stream. So first we will go through the in-session mindfulness practice spanning for a small period of 15 minutes. And then we will move on to the question and answer session, after which we'll go through the introduction to beginners as a guide in about 10 minutes or so. And then we will move on to the talk scheduled on mindfulness for today. So with that, I would like to invite Venerable Bhante to commence the in-session mindfulness sitting practice for today. Over to Bhante. Much merits to Bhante.
Dhirvan Sarnai, everyone. I think you can hear me. Can you hear me?
Yes, Bhante, we can hear you loud and well. Thank you.
Okay. Because Kusala Bhante is not here today, I will try to conduct his part. As you all know that the program is start with the mindful sitting. And I think most of you are not beginners, but as a convention, we will start with the guided meditation sitting. So we all know that the guided meditation sitting is the mindfulness with the myself in the current moment. For that, we practicing sitting meditation, walking meditation, and also the working meditation, or day-to-day activities being with the mindful. So for this moment, we are trying to do guided sitting meditation. For that, at first, we are sitting with the balanced way, like a pyramid like that. So we will get the help of the body to stay some long time without the pain, without some distraction coming from the body. So at the first, we are sitting as a very balanced way, straight backbone, and also the gently close the eyes, and also we come into the myself. We come into the current body at this moment. So we go to the mindful sitting now. At first, we are sitting balanced way and also close the eyes gently. Then we come into the our body. That means mindful about our body. What is happening now in the body? So at that time, one person may feel the breathing system. In the breathing system also, one person may feel the beginning of the system. That means nostril area. And also, someone else may be feel about the middle of the breathing system, like that chest moving here up and down. And also, someone else may feel about the end of the breathing system. That means stomach rising and falling. Or else, someone else may feel the heartbeat like that. And also, someone else may be feel touching places of the seat, like that your backside touching or your legs touching the seat or somewhere you are sitting, like that. Different people may feel the different kind of feelings, different kind of sensation in your body in the current moment. We are staying with the current moment, current body, your body, for looking at the things or as observe as the outside person. So like that, we can observe what is happening in my body in current moment. So when we are doing sometimes your mind may go away with the pain or with the outside sound, or sometimes with the thought coming inside from your mind. So no worry about, after few seconds or few minutes, your mind itself will remind you that you are not doing whatever you have to do now. So no worry about that. Again, you can come back to your primary object you selected, so you feel much prominently, and you can again observe what is happening to the primary object current moment. And again, you may go away from the current your primary object, and also again you may come back. Like that, you can stay some time, or you can stay another 10 minutes with the current body, current moment, observing what is happening to them. So we will go to the few seconds, a few minutes with the guided sitting meditation. Okay, we'll move to the next part of the question.
Much thanks to Bhante for conducting the in-session mindfulness practice. Now, the next step in our program would be to move on to the Q&A session, where we present the reports received for today's session. And also, there will be a chance for any person to make a statement on mindfulness practice on their own, or to speak and speak out their question to Bhante, so that Bhante can advise further live during session. So now I would like to invite, Nadeep to read out the reports received for today. Give us a moment. I think one person who was ready to read the reports has dropped out. So Nadeep, are you able to read the reports, or shall I read the first one?
Give me a second, Namath, because I just logged in my tab. I want to open up my computer as well. Give me a sec.
Okay. Apologies for that. I think there was an internet connection issue on one person's side. So,
Asrai Bhante, Tiruvan Sarnai. Let me read out the first report. Mindful sitting, 1 hour. Set the cushion and adjusted the body in a balanced position. Completed.
I can't hear you well. I think internet connection is here also not stable.
Okay, give me one second, Bhante. I might put my headset away. Might be more clearer. Let me start it over again, Bhante.
Okay.
How is the quality of the sound now? Is it better?
Now it's okay.
Okay, right. Sat on the cushion and adjusted the body in a balanced position. Completed briefly on virtues of the Buddha, the Dhamma and the Sangha. Noted the body relaxing and the mind ready to sit in practice. A quick body scan confirmed this. Breath noted soon after. Noted the rhythm of breath and it felt coarse. Different sounds, bodily sensations and thoughts were noted as they appeared in mind. Continued to note these three phenomena alternately. Then the mind waited for the remaining senses such as sight, smell, and taste, and recognized that these three senses were not very active, as if almost absent. Already known mind not taking visual data as eyes are closed, but noted today that the senses of smell and taste were fairly neutral during sitting practice. Outline of part of the body had blurred, but due to the experience in this from previous practice, the mind was not reacting now in wanting to open eyes and check what was happening. Mind noted the breath again. Mindfulness during the day. Became aware of what is happening in the mind during the various periods during the day. Sometimes the mindfulness was sharper and the activities such as cooking and cleaning seemed to take place effortlessly with not much thinking around. Noted there's a gap between various thoughts or sensations and any responses to these. Also noted when that gap was almost not there, that was when the mind had automatically reacted to the external stimuli with anger or laughter or in another way. The more this was watched, the more details appeared. It felt like some sensations had related thoughts attached to it, for example, having noted pressure around the shoulder, there appeared the feeling of not liking it and interpreting it as shoulder pain. That's the end of the report, Bhante.
Okay, good report. When you consider about the sitting meditation, you start as a beginner. That is good thing. Because even though we practice more time, we can start as a beginner. That is good. And while doing the practice, you have considered about the much about the not only feeling in the body, but you consider about the feelings in the sensation of the nose and sensation of the tongue like that. You can consider those things also. But when we are doing in the meditation practice, we consider only one thing at a time. Because in our day-to-day life, we are considering everything. We are considering about the all six sensations. But we are doing in the mindful practice like thing, we consider only one thing. Because our mind is bound into the or limited to the one specific thing, and through that we can observe everything in the world through that. So I think it is better to consider only one thing when we are doing the mindful practice. But in your day-to-day activities, you can observe these kind of thing also. Then we are doing day-to-day activities or when normal working, we can consider those things as well as with the experience you get through the mindful practice. I like to talk about the same thing while Dhamma talk today. When we are doing the mindful practice, we consider only one thing, and throughout that thing, we observe all the characteristics in the things in the world. And then again, we can come out from the mindful practice and we can consider everything with that experience. If you try to observe everything in the mindful practice, you may not be able to find all the characteristics. Doing this kind of thing is not bad, but you will lose the most of the characters in the one single thing. So you can do those kind of things while day-to-day activities. And when you consider about the day-to-day activities, you may feel that your body is going autopilot way and again come back to the mindfulness like that. You observe those kind of things. And also you observe the anger, like my feelings coming, like that you can observe those kind of things. That is good. And also, as I told earlier, you can observe that kind of things, sensation in the nose like thing, also in the day-to-day activities also. So continue with those things. And also better to not too much consider about the other things while doing the meditation practice. Okay, let's move to the next one.
Thank you very much, Pante. Next report. Mindful walking, 45 minutes. Walked outside in the neighborhood. Recognize the flexibility in mind when starting to walk, as if mind agreed with the decision to walk. The usual deliberate focus on how the feet were moving at the beginning has reduced. Next thing that was felt was the wind touching the body. Noted movements of walking as a whole too. Was aware of how the body was balancing the weight more carefully while going down a hill. For example, the increased pressure in the thigh muscles and tightness in the muscles around knees and calves noted. Became aware of various sounds as they arose, and also difference in temperature when sunshine was alternated with cloudiness during the walk. There was a sense of calm in the mind, even though it was noticing a multitude of different things with the intention of walking. Mindfulness during the day. When the notice came up regarding the cancellation of Dhamma session last Saturday morning, feeling of disappointment flashed in the mind. Just after that, different option came up in the mind, such as, this time was already set aside, so it could be used to practice Dhamma in some way. More option appeared in the mind, like listening to Dhamma talks, reading Dhamma, practice formal sitting or walking, start course around the house, etc. Close to use the time for formal sitting session. Mind felt upbeat and light. Sat in mindfulness for an hour. Another experience was how the mind seemed to be reprogramming itself. As it's summer time and as COVID restrictions have lifted, there are more invites for social gatherings. Noted that last three such invites haven't made the mind become so excited as before. Instead, these felt like normal plans or normal invites, nothing to get excited about.
I think
that's the end of that report, Bhante. There's another report. I couldn't see whether it's a completely different one or someone else's.
Nadeep, you stopped where it says nothing to get excited about. After that, there's more flexibility was noted in the mind.
Oh.
I can read that if you want.
I can't see that, Namadeep.
Okay, maybe it's your device is having an issue. Bhante, is it okay maybe. If I read the balance?
Yes, it's okay.
Thank you. Okay, Nadeep, I will read.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
More flexibility was noted in the mind. Less mental storytelling about invites too. For example, what to wear, what food may be offered, who else may be coming, etc.
Is that all?
No, Bhante, there's more. It is interesting to note the behavior changes during the last social event as well. There were thoughtful gaps between conversations. Actually listen to what others were saying without adding on related stories. Quote being in mindfulness a few times in that environment. For example, noted separately the sounds, sights, smells, tastes, body contact against comfortable chair while still being a part of the group. Noted that mind wasn't going back and forth from the array of food on the table and serving lots. Having checked and recognizing that enough food had been consumed, stopped eating further. That is the end of the report, Bhante. Thank you.
Okay. In this report, when we go to the beginning, walking and sitting, nothing to tell about much because you started very well and you observe so much details. Those are well. And also, if we go to the day-to-day activities, we can come to this kind of invitation time to time. And also, the invitation also may be changed. One day you get very excited invitation. Sometimes you may not get those kind of things. Our practice is whatever we come, don't get much. Don't get as my thing. Then you can stay as a normal person with the experience you observe in while meditation practice, like observe the nostril area like an outside person. The same thing you can do in the while party also. You can observe what is happening there without engaging to those. You can observe what is the feelings, what can you see around you, what can sense you through your nose, what can sense through tongue, like that. You can feel those kind of things as an outside person. This is the practical behavior of the experience you get in the mindful practice. So this is good for your day-to-day activities also. So continue with that. So let's go to the next one.
The third report, Bhante. Walk-in meditation. Walked on tiled floor initially, watching placing of right and left feet of and then lifting, moving, placing after a short time. The hardness of the heel compared to the toes, the softness of toes compared to the floor noted. There was a difference of weight on each foot, sometimes more on left and other times on the right. Sharp feeling on one foot observed and it changing in severity and then fading. The beginning, middle and end of each lifting, moving, placing observed. The body felt warm and sweaty. Then this sensation passed after a while. Thoughts, sounds, not distracting. Walked 1 hour. Sitting meditation. Sat on a cushion, noting numerous thoughts that came and went, including some proliferation initially. The mind then settled on the breath. Observed in and out breaths at the nostril, which were prominent on one side and later on the other. The breath appeared short and broke up and disappeared, but reappeared further away. There was no face, but breath felt on one side. As the breath continued to be observed, parts of the nose appeared, but breath was now at the level where the eye would be on one side only. Continued watching breath and face reappeared. A deep breath taken spontaneously and again in and out breaths noted to flow at level of nostril. But as a whirlpool like effect again on one side. Breath appeared very faint till alarm went after 45 minutes. Daily mindfulness. Able to watch thoughts arise and space between actions or speech when irritated. Natural feeling of being kind and generous noted, acted on it. Thoughts that this will pass observed. Noting the greed arise at times, continue to act on greed, within brackets, eating second ice cream, close brackets, even though aware that an unwholesome action was taking place, with much gratitude to Bhante and to the organizers. That's the end of the report, Bhante.
Okay, let's start with the mindful walking. You have started the left, right, like noting and then lifting, moving like that. So if you are much comfortable, you no need to start like that. You can just observe without noting. You can start like that. But if you feel again your mind is wandering, you can again come back to the left, right and start like that. And also you start from the left, right, then come to the lifting, moving like that, then come to the part of the foot you feel, toes, end of the foot like that. Then you can, same way, you can split into the seconds of the time. What kind of feelings while you are lifting, while you are placing the foot like that, you can split through the time. Then you can see the very small, tiny feelings get together and binding them all only, you may feel one single thing. When you are telling it, this is tiny sensation, collection of tiny sensation. Binding those things, you are telling that this is left, feeling of the left foot. Like that you can identify this one single, you are telling this is one single thing, but it is not a one single thing. It is a tiny sensation only. Like that you can understand the things throughout the walking meditation. And also the sitting also, you can observe some those kind of things, and also your breathing system getting disappear. And also again, you may feel one long breathing, and again it getting disappear like that. There may be this kind of circles happen. And also no need to limit the 45 minutes. You can do the meditation practice some longer time. And again, you come to the day-to-day activity also. You can feel those kind of anger coming, likely, unlikely thing coming while we are doing day-to-day activities also. This observation is the most important. After you observe your behavior, you can correct that. Without knowing the what kind of behavior I am, you can't do change your lifestyle. So observing this kind of thing is most important to continue with that, and also increase the time you are doing practice. Okay, let's move to the next.
Those are the only written reports available today, Bhante. I would like to hand over to Namanta if there's any. Are we waiting for the verbal questions, Namanta, or just after?
Yes, we will. Yes, we will. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So I would like to invite participants. If you have any question to the Bhante, please raise your Zoom hand and present the question. Thank you very much.
Okay, I think there are no written. There are no verbal questions to be raised today. So I would like to move on to the next step, that is to explain the beginning process of someone who is new or fresh to this mindfulness practice. I will go through the few steps after sharing a document on screen. So this will be a good refresher for all experienced practitioners who are joining today. And if there's any person joining today for the first time, that person can use this as a learning instruction. So the first point would be to watch basic instruction videos on mindful walking and mindful sitting practices. So there is a link of a YouTube video on mindful walking. You can go through that. It's a few minutes of video, and then you can go through the video on mindful sitting. I will put these links into the Zoom chat section as soon as I finish. So once you have gone through these two videos, you will have a basic understanding of what to do during each session. Then comes the a little bit of a difficult part of this exercise, which is to allocate time. For a beginner, we can recommend even 10 minutes or 15 minutes of mindful walking to start with, and then 10 to 15 minutes of mindful sitting session each day until you get the hang of it. Or if you feel confident, you can go up to 1 hour of mindful walking and 1 hour of mindful sitting, which is ideal and which is what experienced practitioners usually do. So once you have done this step two, for a few days, you can write your experience in a reflection report similar to what you just heard being presented to Bhante, with a question or a statement of mindfulness. And then you can write write about what you experienced during the mindful walking, where your focus was, whether there were any disturbances from the thoughts or surrounding noises as such. And then you can compile your own report in your own style of writing and send it to us. Same thing applies for the mindful sitting session. You can describe what was the prominent object during the session. For some person, it could be the breath moving in and out. For another person, it could be bodily sensations like the abdomen rising or falling. So you can describe those and what generally took place during the session, similar to what you have heard from these reports submitted today. Then the fourth will be the means by which you can send the report to us. The first one would be the Google form. Easiest one for you, I think, would be the email, beginnersnv@gmail.com. And The fifth point shows you the section of videos on the website. The website was undergoing some maintenance in previous days, but it seems to be up and running now. And I heard during the second report that the writer describing what that person did when that person got to know that the session today is cancelled. So it's very it's a very exemplary, praiseworthy action taken by that listener to reflect on what to do next. It is when you come up with changes that your mindfulness will come into will jump into the picture and start, you know, guiding you with the least amount of resistance thrown at you. So when we are in trouble is, or when we are in changing flux is when mindfulness will come through to help us. So if, and I apologize for the cancellation of our session last week. So if the similar thing happens, you can always go to a session recording on a previous day, on a previous Saturday on the same series. So we have, but now this is the 42nd session. Just go through that in the allocated time and you can feel confident about the consistency factor involved in this. So I will soon put in the links into the Zoom chat section, and I will stop sharing screen as this side of the program has ended, and I will move next to the talk on mindfulness practice. Okay, so I would like to invite with much respect Venerable Bhante Dhammagutta Thero to commence the talk on mindfulness scheduled for today. Much merits to Bhante.
Okay, we'll start a small mindfulness talk. I would like to take the small sentence in the Maharahulovad Sutra as a title for this small talk. This is happening in the Jetavanarama Buddha is doing arms round. As I think you may all know that the Rahula is the Buddha's son while he was in the layperson. So when Buddha is going arms round, Rahula, a small child also, a small Samanera Thera also went behind the Buddha. So while going that, Buddha is turning back and give a small lesson to the Rahula, small Samanera. So I like to take this small session, lesson as a title of today's talk. The Buddha is telling that Yankinchi Rahula Rupang Atitanagata Pachupanna Ajatangwa Bahidava Olarikangwa Sukumangwa Hinangwa Panitangwa Yandure Santikeva Sabbantang Rupang Netangwama Neso Hamasmi Nameso Attati. Like that, Buddha giving the small sentence. Buddha giving a small lesson to the small Rahula Samanera. At that time, Rahula Samanera thought that it is much rare things to get the, this kind of lesson from the Buddha. And he tried to observe what, he tried to think about the Buddha's lesson. And he stopped going to the arms round and sat on the under the tree behind beside the road, and see, he tried to think about what is Buddha tell. And after that, while he is doing that, the Sariputta Thera also went arms round, and he told the Rahula small Samanera that you no need to worry about the everything in the world, just like Buddha told. We just think about the Anapanasati. So we'll try to consider this sentence, what Buddha told and what that is what I call that another Mahathera told. And Buddha is telling that everything in the world is can split or can divide into the 11 groups or 11 categories through the five characteristics. We know that everything in the world can divide into two parts, like that, nama and rupa, like that, tangible thing or mass and the untangible thing. This I try to talk about the tangible thing, it is rupa. I think most of you know about those things. Then the rupa can split into the 11 groups with the five criteria. Then Buddha is telling that everything in the world can split into the this kind of 11 groups, 11 categories. But after that, I am forget the name. The another Mahathera told the small Rahula Samanera that you no need to worry about the everything. As I told in the question and answer session, you no need to worry about the everything when you are practicing. You have to select one thing throughout that selected thing. You can observe every characteristic. You can observe everything in the world throughout the one single thing, one single object, or one single kamathan. And you can observe those every characteristic things throughout the one single thing, and you can spread that knowledge into the world. You can spread that knowledge into the everything in the world. So while we are doing practicing, we are selecting one single thing and observe what is happening to that from the beginning to end. So from the everything, we are observing what is happening to that at the current moment. And we can observe all the characteristic things throughout our selected thing, and we can spread that knowledge to the everything in the world. So we'll move to the what kind of the behaviors or what kind of characteristic things the Buddha tell about the rupa. The first thing is Buddha is dividing the everything into the three categories throughout the through considering the time. That is atita anagata pachyupanna. Atita means the things, the everything happened from the last moment to the past. Atita can be last moment, or else atita can be for a long time. And also this moment is the current moment, and also the future can be the next moment to the so long time, millions of years. And also the past also, last moment to the millions of years. Then everything past is atita, or past moment and the current moment, something happening. And also the future also yet to come. So the rupa or everything, so the mass can be divide into three categories within the time characteristic. So likewise, everything can divide into these characteristics, these three groups. So when we consider about the anapanasati, like the next Mahathera told, we can observe these characteristics through the anapanasati also. Let's say when you are observing the breathing system, let's say you are now feeling the middle of the breathing, then you remind that what is happening in the starting of the breathing. You remind that how that it starts. And again, you can feel what is happening current moment. What are the feelings now? You may feel the hardness, or you may feel the warmness, coolness, like that. You can feel the, what is happening now. And again, you can feel what will happen next moment with the experience of the previous one. Like that, when let's say you are feeling the breathe out, again you can feel the previous breathe in and past moment, past rupa. And also you are now feeling the what is breathing out. And again, you know that you will feel the next breathing out also. Like that, throughout the anapanasati also, you can feel the past, future and the current moment. Like that, you no need to worry about the everything in the world, but you can feel the this dividing the everything throughout the anapanasati also. So you can divide the everything throughout the these three characteristics throughout the anapanasati also. Again, Buddha is dividing all the rupa into the two categories throughout the ajjata and bahidda. That means internal thing and also the external thing. Internal thing means things inside our body, things inside our skin, like that. We know that everything in the our body we consider as an internal thing. Other than that external thing, we consider it as an external thing. Okay, let's consider what are the internal and what are the external things. If you now this current moment, if you see your hand, then your hand is considered as an outside thing, but your eyes is considered as an internal thing. Like that, normally we are thinking inside the skin is as our internal, but time to time it can be changed. As a convention, we are thinking everything inside our skin as internal, but all other things are external. But it is not always happening. Sometimes internal thing is come to the external thing. Let's say you touch your one hand with the other hand. Let's say you touching your face with your hand. When your hand feeling about the face, your hand is the internal thing. When your face feeling your hand, at that time, face is internal thing. Hand is external thing. Like that, the internal external thing also the change with the time. It's not the last long. It is only one moment happen. Like that, internal and external thing can be changed time to time. But as a convention, we are telling that inside our body is telling as an internal, other than outside thing as an external thing. This thing also can feel through the anapanasati. Let's say you are feeling the breathe in. At that time, the air is touching your nose. At that time, your nose is considered as an internal rupa. And also the air touching your nose is considered as an external thing. Like that, throughout the anapanasati, you can split the everything as a external and internal group. You no need to worry about the everything in the world, but you can consider about the, you can think about the, you can observe the anapanasati, and you can split everything as a internal and external. Right? The second characteristic is a internal and external splitting. The another one is ola rikangwa sukumangwa. That means you can observe the things very precisely, and also you can't observe that much precise, or you can observe things as very obvious way, and sometimes you can't observe things very obvious way. When we consider things in the world, sometimes we can observe things very obviously. It's a, if you consider as a rock or a stone like, you can feel the boundaries very well. And also if you consider about the radio signal, telephone signal like that, you can't feel very well, because our sensations are not much sensible to feel those things. Then like that, some things in the world can observe very well, some things can't observe very well, or some things can observe very tightly, very precisely, some things can't observe like that. Throughout the anapanasati also we can feel that. Let's say we are now we are feeling the breath in the middle of the breathing, sometimes we may feel the very hardly, very precisely, but the starting and the ending also the breathing system, it's very difficult to feel. Most of the people while as a beginners, they can feel the in the middle of the breathing, breathe in or breathe out only. When our sensation coming to more, much sensible, we can feel the starting of the breathing and also the end of the breathing like that. And also the while starting the meditation practice, you may feel the so much obviously breathing and breathe out. And but with the time, the observation come much fade off like thing. The sensation become much fade off like thing. Like that, throughout the anapanasati also, you can feel the much prominent and much not prominent like that. You can divide the things in this olarika and sukuma way like that. And also the another way is peenang and panitam. That means your likelihood. Let's say in the all the thing in the world can be divided into this way. Some items you like very much. Some items you don't like. Or you not like those things. But in the anapanasati also, sometimes you may feel the anapanasati very lightly. Sometimes it's just the feeling. You don't like that. Sometimes when you are doing practicing, after a few minutes, you may feel it's not to do and go away. Everything in the world we can divide into the likely and unlikelihood, and also the nostril area feeling also can be divided like that. Sometimes we like to observe the nostril area and sometimes we don't like. And also throughout the anapanasati also we can feel those things. The another characteristic is dureva santikeva. That means some items are there, some things are there far away from us. It's normal behavior of the things. The same behavior is happening in the anapanasati also. While we are doing practice, sometimes we feel the sensation of the anapanasati very inside, very deep inside the nostril area. Sometimes we feel the very deep inside. Sometimes we feel the breathing system happening outside the nose. Some people get this kind of experience. Sometimes we feel the breathing system happening, few inches outside the nostril area. But sometimes we feel very deep inside the nose. Like that, throughout the anapanasati also, this far away and very close things can be observed. Like that, the Buddha is telling that everything in the world can divide into the 11 categories throughout this criteria criteria, and also the same way we can observe the 11 characteristics in the Anapanasati also. Atita, Anagata, Pachupana, that means past, future, and the current moment, and also the internal, external, and also the much prominently observable and not much prominently observable, and also the likely, unlikely, and also the internal, inside the nose, or very close and very far away, like that. Same way, Anapanasati also, we can observe the 11 characteristics. So I am telling this 11 characteristics because of we no need to memorize these 11 things and try to observe all the things. We try to observe this kind of things, but if you feel those kind of things, those kind of 11 characteristics, it is okay. But if you are not observe this kind of all the things, it also okay, because throughout that we can observe, we can identify that Anapanasati also not the one single thing. It also the, not stay last long. It also the it also changing. In the current, at one moment, it can be much olarika. It can be much observable. The next moment, it can be very less observable. One moment, it can be feel as a internal. One moment, it can be feel as a external. One moment, you may like to that. The next moment, you may not like to that. And also, one moment, it may feel as a inside, very deep inside the nose. Next moment, it can be feel as the outside. Like that, Anapanasati also not stay last long as a normal way. It also can be changed time to time. That is the thing we have to observe, that we can divide everything in the world into the 11 categories. Same way, we can divide all the characteristics thing in the Anapanasati into the 11 groups, and we no need to observe every 11 thing, but we can identify that the Anapanasati also has a characteristic, this kind of 11 groups, but it also not stay last long, it also changing. That is the thing we have to identify. We can identify unstable behavior of the Anapanasati. Anapanasati also not stay last long. It is unstable. The behavior is changed moment to moment. And also if we try to keep that behavior to last long, that is suffering. That is another characteristic. And also you can feel that the behavior is changing. I can't control that behavior. That means it don't have a self. That means throughout the Anapanasati, we can observe that unstable and suffering, and also the unselfness. It's not selfness behavior. That means we are trying to observe this kind of different characteristic in the Anapanasati, and also throughout that, finally we can observe those kind of characteristics. So no need to worry about the observing this 11 characteristic, but if you feel those kind of thing, throughout that you can identify Anapanasati also the not stay last long. It can be changed. It is not stable. And also, I can't control that. And also, if I try to control that, it is suffering happening. So, the basically, you can observe this basic three characteristics. And also, this knowledge you get through the Anapanasati, you can spread to all the things in the world. As I told in the previous Q&A session, we are selecting one single object as our kamatahan. Let's say like a anapanasati or something, a feeling in the body like that. We select one single thing as our kamatahan, and throughout that we can observe every characteristic in that object. And this then we can observe all the thing in the object, and that the knowledge we taken from that we can spread to the everything in the world. The knowledge only we taken from one specific object. To get the knowledge, we are selecting one single object and observe everything of that object. Then taking that knowledge, and we can get that knowledge into the everything in the world. If you try to observe all the thing like that Buddha told in previously, we can't we can't saw the all the thing, because it is not a never ending thing. We can't observe everything in the world. Instead of, we can select the one single object, and we can select the, we can observe the, all the characteristics throughout that single object. And then that knowledge can only we can spread to the everything. That is the thing I want to tell today session. So I think you may not get confused. I think, and also, again, I'll try to say that we no need to consider about the everything. We can select one single thing, and we can observe all the characteristics in that single thing, and that the knowledge can spread into the everything in the world. That is the thing I want to tell that. And also with that, I like to sum up the small Dhamma talk today. And Teruvan Sarnai, everyone.
Much thanks to Bhante for insightfully explaining all these details on the breathing meditation, Anapanasati, and other mindful activities as it progresses from the thoughts to objects. So now we have a few minutes to raise a question to Bhante. If anyone would like to raise their Zoom hand, you can speak to Bhante with a question on the based on the talk itself. Bhante, I have a small question. Can I ask a small question from Bhante?
Yes, tell me.
Okay, Bhante, if I get a feeling, is it good to label the feeling as it is a desire, or it is neutral, or is it just observe, or just mentally labeling the thought is a good thing? What would be Bhante's advice?
I think if you can observe it as an outside person without engaging to that, then you no need to label that. We are labeling because of we are engaging to that. If you are not engaging to that, and you can observe it as an outside person, you no need to label that. You can just observe that, what is happening to that.
Yes. Okay, Bhante. Much better, Bhante. I agree. I understand. Thank you. So with that, our session comes into a conclusion for today. I would like to thank and share merits with Venerable Bhante Dhammagutta Thero, representing Nisaranwane Forest Monastery today. Much merits to Thero, and I hope this great action of coming into this program to fill in the place of Venerable Bhante Homagama Dhammakusala Thero, which is a difficult task, because Bhante is not usually very used to this program. So much thanks to Bhante, and we all appreciate Bhante's help and support and kind contribution to our benefit on today's session. So we hope all these merits will go on to improve and support Bhante's own progress in mindfulness journey. Thank you, Bhante. Also, I would like to thank Most Venerable Bhante Udayiriyagama Dhammajiva Mahatheru for insightfully requesting us to initiate and maintain this program on mindfulness for beginners in the English medium. And also, I would like to thank the wonderful set of organizers who have been initiating this program and sustaining this program, keeping a careful eye on the program itself. And I would like to share all the merits gained with these organizers who are asset to this, great asset to this program. And also I would like to thank all those who attended today for attending today's session. And I apologize for not having the session last week. So we continuing on, we will regularly have these sessions. So, and I will have now I have a moment. If you have any questions or comments on the program itself, you can raise a Zoom hand. I'll give you a few seconds to raise Zoom hand if you have comments about the program. This is for general comments. All right. I think no one is raising hand. I would like to point out that there have been three announcements put into the Zoom chat section. Please have a quick read of them if you haven't done so far. So we would be having the program on next Saturday, regular time. And I would like to wish all of you a happy and mindful week ahead. And thank you and merits for attending today's session. And again, thanking and sharing merits with Bhante. Thank you for participating in our session today, Bhante. Thank you.
Thank you.
So I will end this session now. See you next week. Thank you.